want to welcome everybody to today's teleseminar. I'm Tony Truppiano. I'll be your moderator. Today's teleseminar is sponsored by Annie Jennings of the national PR firm Annie Jennings PR. Annie Jennings PR is a national publicity firm specializing in promoting authors and experts to the media. Annie's vision and insight has revolutionized the publicity industry, as many of the publicity techniques, tools, and strategies in widespread use throughout the industry have been developed by Annie Jennings PR. Annie freely shares her strategies with authors and experts so everyone can have access to PR strategies, both the basics and advanced PR thought, so they can share their messages with millions for the betterment of all. Annie created the concepts of media websites and online press kits to find how to create a powerful platform, develop the most advanced branding concepts known to the industry, created the Hot 35 and Hot 50 radio campaigns where you are only booked on top shows in major big city markets and on regional and nationally syndicated shows, and crafted the revolutionary pay-for-placement publicity program that has helped thousands of authors and experts build powerful platforms. Every morning, Annie and her staff have just but one thing to say, and that's let's kick it up a notch today, and we're certainly doing that, Annie, with today's teleseminar.
Oh, absolutely. It's become so important, Tony, that people have demos, and we're going to talk about that today and reveal some of the inside secrets of getting booked in your local market and why it's so critical that we move in that direction now. You know, things are happening at the speed of light. It's just an amazing pace. Every day, I just think it's so much fun. I mean, I'm exhilarated. Thank God the times really match my personality perfectly, because I love the fast pace, the moving forward, the new developments, all the great stuff going on. But it does create a challenge for everybody to keep up with the changing times. So how do we compete in the changing times and excel? So we're going to talk a lot about that today. So it's a great topic. And as you know, my co-host, Tony Truppiano, is a national media trainer, highly acclaimed, of course. And he is a former national radio show host who's done tens of thousands of interviews in the course of his lifetime. He also is very strong in streaming audio on your site and developing hot content, right, and how to present it on your site as well. So we're happy to have Tony with us today. And in a moment, we are going to introduce Maria Rose. And Maria Rose is our firm's national TV publicist. She is a former national producer whose resume is absolutely packed with experience working on some of the most sought-after major TV shows in the entire country. So I want to welcome and thank Tony for being a co-host, and also welcome Maria to the show today.
Well, thank you. And before we get on to our program today, Annie, you know, when you were describing Maria, and certainly as I would describe you, you both remind me of people that go the extra mile, maybe the extra 10 miles in the case of the two of you. You have an interesting new, I don't know if I want to call it a program, I think it's a gift is what it is, but if you wouldn't mind, I'd like you to explain what that's all about.
Absolutely. And Maria, before I do that, would you just give the audience a feel for a little bit about your experience? Because I think they would love to know some of your history and give a lot of credibility to our discussion today as well.
Sure. Well, my background is in TV production. I was really done everything from sports to reality shows to talk shows, daytime, entertainment TV, kind of run the gamut. I started at ESPN, was at CBS News, and worked for the Oprah Winfrey Show. I produced shows there for about 4 years. Did casting for shows like The Apprentice and The Swan, and just a lot of just really run the gamut in the TV production world, and dealt with a lot of a publicist, really, who are pitching me. And so now I've sort of flipped the script, and I'm now one of those publicists. And so I've kind of gotten the best of both worlds, where I know what works on the producer side, which helps me on the publicist side, and vice versa. So I feel like I'm in a really fortunate position to be able to work with clients with that production knowledge.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the producer's point of view, it's really important. You know, publicity point of view is one thing, but working as a producer gives you a certain perspective on publicity, and we love having Maria with us. She works in our TV department, and we also have a new program today where anybody who does want to get booked in their local markets can certainly get in touch with us. Maria will take you from there, and you can rest assured you're in good hands. Now, as Tony mentioned earlier, we have this amazing It's a manual that we are going to publish here at Annie Jennings PR, and it is a resource guide. And it's going to be filled with professionals that you, right, clients, experts, and authors, professionals you've worked with that have gone the extra mile for you. So it's going to be a digest. It's going to be available worldwide to anyone who asks at no charge. The people showcased in the digest will be submitted by authors and experts all over the country, all over the world, and it's going to talk about people who have really gone the extra mile. So when you want to hire a professional, let's say you want to hire an online media kit designer or a media trainer. Let's say you want to hire a media trainer, Tony.
More than one?
Let's say you want to work in your local market and hire a TV media trainer. You know, we want to know about the people in those markets or that you have worked with. Maybe a shopping cart designer or a shopping cart developer, and find out how you worked with them, how they went the extra mile for you, why it worked out so extremely well, to the fact that you want to definitely refer them to be included in the manual. And in the end, you both get to take part. You're both featured in the manual as well. You as the author and expert, as the presenter of the expert who's gone the extra mile for you. And then we're going to do podcasts that feature the expert that you have submitted, as well as yourself. So this will get everybody worldwide exposure, plus provide authors and experts with a smash hit resource guide. So the resource guide is titled The Extra Mile Professional, a resource guide featuring professionals who have consistently gone the extra mile for you, their client. We want to know about the best, the creme de la creme, people you've worked with and had a great experience with, and this is your chance to say thank you to the people who have really helped you achieve greater levels of success by their commitment to the service they have given you. So it's wonderful. Again, worldwide distribution, your expert's contact information, services provided, and website will be included, as well as all your information as well. Now, the link for that, I'll say it now, but of course you can always get it in my broadcast emails to everyone. It is anniejenningspr.com/extra-mile-professional.htm. That's anniejenningspr.com/extra-mile-professional.htm. That brings you to a form, and the form will ask you to fill out the info, give us your person, and all the information on how this person helped you. Think of it as a chicken soup style, it's chicken soup for the soul style type of book, where we get to include your personal story as well. So be sure to create some buzz and share this information to all your colleagues and associations so we can build this digest that is absolutely to die for. Tony, back to you on our topic of getting your first TV placement.
Absolutely, and now we'll bring Maria Rose back in. And again, hi Maria, pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you.
I think we need to talk about why having, you know, these TV placements, why they're important, and we're going to tell people how to, you know, walk through the whole process. But, you know, we've got a handful of points here, and I want to give you a chance, Maria, to articulate on each one of them. And, mm-hmm. you know, obviously, and we've talked about this in many, many teleseminars, you know, getting on local TV is important to helping you create a demo. Talk a little bit about that.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of times people say, I speak to thousands of people, or I have been speaking for 10 years. You know, why do I need a demo? Like, that should be enough. Or I can edit one of my speaking tapes, and that should be a good enough demo. Here's the thing that producers want to see. They want to know that you've done what they want before. And really the only way to know that is if you show them a demo. Going first to your local market really doesn't have the ability to only select people who have a demo, who only have done it before. Plus, they want the local slant, so they don't want some kind of, you know, the big city expert coming in to talk to their audience necessarily. They want the local person who can relate to who their audience is. So a demo is just, it's a tool, and that's why you have to, it's just like a website, it's just like having a book or something like that. It's a tool that a producer will use to help you get booked on a show. Most of the national shows, we really have a hard time getting placements for people without a demo. I mean, it's I don't want to say it's impossible because then it will happen, you know, this afternoon. But it's very difficult. And you're just putting yourself at a disadvantage.
Disadvantage. You know, as I was discussing earlier, how very quickly things are evolving.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to say that a demo tape is absolutely critical to getting booked.
Mm-hmm.
On the bigger stations and the more, and then the stronger media. So let's say you're an expert and you're starting out, you've just written your first book, and you want to make a career of your area of expertise and really become, you know, a high-powered expert in your area, support your family, build a business, save lives, help others. You want it all, right? The
mm-hmm.
whole thing. Well, we need to start looking about how we're going to build this empire for ourselves or how we're going to build this great life for ourselves in our community. And the first way to do that is to start to become visible in our community, which is why we want to go to our local markets.
Mm-hmm.
Because as Maria mentioned earlier, local markets very much like to book their local experts. All right, they're loyal to you guys, right? But of course you have to be prepared, and we'll talk a little bit about that later, about how to become a great expert, because no one can afford to book an expert without the skill set needed to do a great TV show or offer a great segment. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But so it's very important to look at investing in yourself. Rather than just spending money indiscriminately and, you know, throwing money away, investment in yourself is different because there's a return on investment. There'll be a return on your demo. And we'll talk a little bit about that as we go forward, too. So think of your demo tape as part of the building blocks of your success, a definite spoke in your platform wheel. Tony, did
and
you want to?
And absolutely. And one of the things that a demo does for us, besides giving us a demo, Maria, is it gives us, obviously, exposure. We're on TV.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And that's the thing that you, that's, I think, the first thing to think about when you are thinking if you want to get on local TV, it's what could that exposure do for you, and especially in your local market. What this is really good for is people who, in addition to maybe having a book or a CD or a DVD that they're promoting, they also do seminars, they also do workshops, because it's so many times where people will, it's just one of those things. It's getting your name out there. And it's not just the exposure of people who actually see you on the news, but it's the exposure of people who you can say, well, yeah, I was on the, here's a tape of me, or here's it on my website. And that's, and you just keep getting that exposure, you keep getting that credibility after, even after the fact, after it's aired.
Well, you know, and Maria, this was a couple years ago, but I had appeared on a local Sunday morning program, and, you know, there are some people that say, well, Sunday morning, I mean, you know, who's watching?
Mm-hmm.
A, it didn't matter because it showed me on TV talking about something that I was an expert in.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was going around town, I would run into people and they'd go, didn't I see you on TV Sunday morning?
Mm.
You know, so
I think, yeah, we'd be surprised at the number of TV sets on at any given hour
mm-hmm.
in every single market. It always blows my mind. You know, most people do have their TV sets turned on. It's a background distraction sometimes when you least expect it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it does occur.
Well, and I think that, I've actually talked about this, Annie, as you know, when it comes to radio. I think every media opportunity, Maria and Annie, whether it's a local television station, even if it's local cable access, as long as it's a decent show,
mm-hmm.
is an opportunity you didn't have before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. We have an expert in our area, and I'm full of these wonderful local stories, who has her own show. She has her own show on the local cable, which is absolutely fantastic for her, and it just fuels her business, which is great, because that's what you want. You want to develop the leg up. Being seen on national TV is amazing, obviously, but to get there, you'll need your local TV. So becoming a local expert is a very high-powered position to put yourself in. So local TV, we definitely need to get on a local TV spot. Maria, how hard is it, in terms of not having previous experience, to
mm-hmm.
get booked on your local TV?
It's not... Well, it's not that hard if you know how to do it, really.
Right.
And if you know who to talk to and everything like that, it's not. I wouldn't say it's easy, because if it's easy, everyone would do it. But it's
possible.
Not that difficult. It's doable.
Possible. It would create building a segment. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Building a segment that made sense for the show.
Right.
All right. And to build it from a producer's point of view, of course, and an experienced publicist's point of view, so that the segment made sense. Remember, you are making a first impression, right, with the show. So making a bad first impression, the show is going to remember that. And many shows, many producers, especially the national producers, do keep a rating system.
Mm-hmm.
Because they need to have a quick reference system in the future to see who do we want to book again, who do we not want to book again. So they really, I know several producers who assign numbers, okay, mm-hmm. and the numbers have various meanings to them. And we want to make sure that the presentation to the show is professional
mm-hmm.
and relative and relevant to what's going on,
mm-hmm.
okay? Otherwise, you wind up in a bit of trouble, and you wind up possibly giving a very first negative bad impression.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's very important that when you approach your local TV, you do so in a organized, professional manner. Now, one of the challenges is, of course, many people were not trained as a publicist, right?
Right.
And they may have a tendency to send, like, a media kit that's 10 inches thick, not have a media website, not have anything up on their site that really showcases themselves as an expert. Remember, times are changing. So you just can't send a package these days and say, you guys figure it out. Here I am. Isn't it your job to figure out how to use me? No, not anymore. It's our job as publicists to figure out how you fit in with the profile of the show.
Well, and of course, you know, there's a nice segue there. One of the things that local exposure does, Annie, you said it perfectly, national television is awesome, but what doing local television, Maria, does is gives us the experience to get the national
exactly. And that's the thing, you really have to crawl before you walk. You know, there's a lot of people who say, I want to be on Oprah, I want to be on the Today Show, and these big shows that they watch every day, and that's great, and I think everyone should have that goal, but you have to take steps to get there. You can't just expect that you're just going to jump all the way there, because it's, you know, you have to, it's just like school, you know, you don't jump right to college, you don't jump right to the pros when you're, you know, playing basketball or football. You really have to take the steps, and this is one of the very first key steps that you need to take.
Absolutely, there's no question about it, and that brings, you know, again, we're building our platform. What does that local experience do on television help you with as far as your credibility is concerned, Maria?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I think this is the most important thing that you will get out of a television experience, whether local or national, really. Having the ability to say that you are a TV expert in this, and it's huge. And obviously when people see you on TV, then they think of you an expert, but when you can put on your website or in a foreword in your book or on a one sheet that you're sending out to get a potential speaking engagement, that you are an expert as defined by WQAH or by Channel 2 or by a CBS affiliate in Norfolk, Virginia, whatever it is, that just gives you the ability to say, someone else can see that and say, oh, they must be good because this TV station thinks that they're an expert. It just solidifies your credentials. And there's so many people who say, well, I have a PhD or I'm a doctor. Why do I need, you know, a TV station to give me credibility? And obviously those degrees, you know, give you credibility, but it's very different when we're talking about getting you publicity, especially TV publicity. A producer will want to know that you have done this before and you did it well and that it's not... They have more trust in you. And I guess that's the trust factor that you're looking for. And that really carries over into, like I'm saying, speaking engagements and people who are interested in a workshop and things like that. It really carries over into all those different areas.
All right. And of course, we should also mention that it does, I mean, I just mentioned I was on a Sunday morning show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a little bit of, you know, celebrity factor that goes along with that.
Right. Yeah, that's, I mean, when you, a lot of times there are people who say, well, I know I'll be fine, you know, in front of the TV cameras because I'm an outgoing personality or I've done a lot of speaking engagements or things like that. But you never really know until you do it. And
the first thing, Maria, that popped to my mind is if you only knew how untrue that statement was, and you're in, you know, yes, you may think that you're this great, and you are. I'm sure you are very good, outspoken, wonderful person, know your topic cold.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear you do it in 4 minutes.
Exactly. And let me hear you do it when do you know how hot the lights are, and do you know what to do if a camera zooms in on you, or if how to put a lavalier mic on, or how to react. I mean, little things like just really feeling comfortable. What a studio looks like. What it feels like to be to talk to a person one on one, but with 20 other people watching you. And they're not maybe as engaged as the host.
People shouldn't,
they're doing their job.
And people shouldn't take this stuff lightly. And you know, and you know, I've done enough TV that I'm very comfortable. You know, as a matter of fact, the last time I did a television gig, they didn't give me my earpiece, and we're about to start, and I said, "Guys, I need my ear," and they went, "Oh my God, he actually knew that." But you know, then they start treating you differently in the studio. They treat you with more respect. They're nicer. Not that they're mean, but all of a sudden you're one of them.
Exactly. And you know what? We try to make the producer's job and the interviewer's job as easy as possible. So if you're somebody who doesn't, you know, really just doesn't know what they don't know, then that producer or the interviewer is going to have to say, okay, well, you have to sit over here and, you know, don't cross your legs like this and lean in this way and see if you lean out that way, you're going to be out of the light and little things like that that just make their job just a little bit harder. So getting that experience on a local level, at the local level, these producers, these hosts and anchors, they deal with people who haven't been on TV on a daily basis. So they're used to it. They get it. They know it. They're not thrown by it. But once you get to some of the bigger levels of regional, national TV, they really won't have a whole lot of patience for that, and that really could hurt you in the future.
Yeah, so, you know, this experience is really critical, and that's why, again, go back to the tired cliche, but appropriate, you've got to call before you can walk.
Right.
And, you know, local exposure, I mean, Maria, local exposure, it's good for your business, it's good for your reputation. You know, there are a lot of reasons why, you know, local television works perfectly and should work perfectly with your game plan. But again, you know, we all want to see the bigger picture. We do. And so let's talk about, you know, that local opportunity being the springboard for national shows and bigger placements. And let's also, maybe we should comment on this first. One local gig is great, but we all have more than one local station in our market. Should we go after all of them?
Oh, I think so. Definitely. Especially if you have a broad topic where you can talk about, you know, say you're area of expertise is relationships. Well, you can talk about, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, so maybe you talk on one station about being single on Valentine's Day and how to deal with that. And then maybe further, you know, a month down the line or whatever, another station wants to talk about mending marriages, and you can talk about that. So it really helps if you have a broad topic so you're not talking about the same thing, because you definitely don't want to do that. You don't want to go on your ABC, CBS, and NBC affiliates and have people say, didn't I hear this like 2 weeks ago? The exact same
right. And, you know, Maria, that's a surefire way to ruin your reputation, too. Mm-hmm. Remember the exclusivity factor. Even though your local show may not make you sign an exclusivity agreement, you want to be respectful and aware that these shows are in competition generally with each other. The networks are naturally competitive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be exclusive, you know, out of respect for the show. So you don't want to send, if you're booked on for the Valentine's Day doing something, 10 ways to get him to ask you to marry him today, right? You can't go to the next show that same day and do the same thing. What you do in that case is you tell the second show that booked you that morning, let's say they all want you that day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first show got that segment. They booked that segment. That's great. You owe it to the second show now to say, I'm going to be appearing on the XYZ show,
mm-hmm.
and we're doing that topic. What? How else can I help you that day? What are some other topics you might want to do?
Right.
Now, if they absolutely want to do that topic, that's a difficult situation. That's why we never pitch the same segment to competing shows, because of that problem can exist, and then you're in trouble. You've actually pitched a show that's no longer available. So what do you say? Oh, never mind. It doesn't work that way in PR. You must be very appropriate when you pitch the show and never give the same pitch to the two similar shows at the same time. What if they both say yes?
Mm-hmm.
You see, it creates a complicated situation that professionals are, of course, equipped to deal with, but it does get a little confusing for someone trying to get on the show. Just trying to get on the show, they'll do a blanket email. More than one person might say yes, and you might find yourself in a position mm-hmm. of being in trouble. Now, if you don't act accordingly with the proper etiquette, you may wind up just being one of those experts that they say, you know what? Can't trust her. You can't trust her. You'll see him this morning and tonight talking about the exact same segment. Forget it. I'm not going to take that chance because people get in trouble. They all watch everybody else's show. So you want to be very mindful of building a segment that is very specific to the show and the show's audience that you are pitching to, which is harder. easier said than done, because it is something that we do on a daily basis, but for someone starting out, keeping that in mind is critical to your mm-hmm. success with all of the stations. You definitely want to be all the stations. Best way to be upfront, or be upfront with all the stations, and do not pitch the same segment twice. Pitch one segment to one person at a time. Get the feedback. If they say no, well, you've every right to go to the next station.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. And obviously, as we were talking earlier, you know, we're looking for the local to springboard us to the national, the national attention. And obviously, Maria, once you've got that local experience, that gives you the demo that needs to go on your website.
Absolutely, and I think that's something that we really stress with clients. And you know how Annie was saying how we are just a fast moving society. This is another another bit of evidence of that, because you know producers used to say, you know, well, can you have something overnighted to us? You know, that would be great, and that was the fastest we could get it there. And now they say, so what site can I see her demo on, or what can you email me her demo?
And, you know, many times as part of our booking process, exactly, to close you, that's, you know, we have a strategy on how to close a client when we have a producer on the line. And having a demo on your site supports our strategy. Mm-hmm. So that's why the local TV is important, too, because there's no way we can really book you on a national without showcasing your talent. It's very, very risky. Occasionally, it truly can happen. Occasionally, it can happen. But really, and the reason is the producer's job is absolutely on the line. They're held responsible if you wind up with a deer in the headlights look because you're inexperienced or you don't know where you're going and mm-hmm. you're just really nervous and all of a sudden it's your first time and, oh, my God, I can't believe it's my first time and acting like a complete novice on the set, right?
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, the national people, the national producers are supposed to weed out the inexperienced people in the pre-interview process. Right, Maria?
Right, absolutely.
Right. There's a lot more going on in that pre-interview than meets the eye. And they're listening for trouble spots, for red flags.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is why the demo is really important. And, you know, I have a great story for you, because I worked with a guy who was the type, like, I don't need no help, okay? You leave me alone, I know I can do it. Great. So I booked him on two things. One happened to be a local show, okay? This is New York City. The other one happened to be a huge national, the first letter began with a C. Okay, guys, we know what that one is. Or you can guess, there's more than one. But anyway, it was huge. First one, I said, okay, meanwhile, I had the whole media training set up for him later in the day. I said, let him go on a local show, because I was never going to convince him that he needed any help, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the local show happens. I don't see it, of course, it's taped. And I don't get a phone call, so I call him, and I say, so tell me how it went. He goes, I can't talk about it. It was the most horrible experience of my life.
Mm.
Horrible experience of my life. I said, okay, terrific. We have a media training session scheduled. Well, you're here for 2 hours. We're going to go over your segment and learn the ropes, okay? He goes, great. Next day, went in, went in like a pro, Marie Antoni, just launched this career. This person's been on a dozen or more. You can't even count anymore on how many TV segments. He's the go-to expert for the topic. Went on this huge national the next day. Was flawless, was fabulous, the most amazing segment I've seen. Used the segment for trade shows, for marketing, for, at that point it wasn't going on the website as a marketing tool, this was several years ago, but it was just a huge, huge, huge promotional vehicle for him at the time. So you see the difference between no experience and experience. Even if I were to do something the first time, I'd be all thumbs. It's just the way it is. You're all thumbs. Then you slowly perfect your craft. You add layer upon layer. So when you go on a local TV show, sure, you need to practice talking points. You need to learn what you're going to talk about. If the pre-interview is designed to establish where how you're going to build a segment. Your publicist and the journalist generally work together, in, or the producer, in building a segment for you. So you should know in advance what you're going to talk about. Practice your answers, and that way you can appear conversational. If it's your first time you're answering questions, you're going to be stiff, right? You're going to be self-conscious, stiff. You may not even know the answer at that particular moment, even though you do, but you can't think of it, right? Mm-hmm. So it's this experience factor that you have to get under your belt. So starting out in local TV, you know, one point is to know the segment that you're going to be booked on, you know, and to pitch the segment and know the segment. Practice some talking point type of answers. You can get a media training session, of course, with Tony over the phone to get you ready, or find a local media trainer that's going to run you through 2 hours. I'm not going to recommend more than a two-hour session on the exact topic you're going to be covering on the show. And ask your media trainer, right, do me a favor, throw in some wild questions. Mm-hmm. See how I do, and then start to build upon that as well. So there you go. I can't say enough about experience. Experience being the best teacher and doing it to learn it. Right, Tony?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, a couple more points here that we're going to get into some nitty-gritty information. But, you know, obviously one of the advantages, Maria, to doing local television, it's good for networking and drawing like-minded people to you. I mean, these are things that probably aren't as obvious as they need to be.
Right, right. You know, it's very interesting when I talk to people after they've been on a, especially a local show, where they say, oh, yeah, I got a call from somebody who's now interested in partnering with me, or somebody who wants to do wants me to lead a workshop or an organization I had never even heard of before, and it was all because they had seen me on TV. And each person who's watching the show and who then maybe sees it on the website or reads about it, they're going to have their own interpretation and say, oh, this person might be able to help me do XYZ. So that's another sort of a side benefit that you just never really know what's going to come up from it. I mean, it's getting the wheels turning in your business. That's what it is. Or getting the wheels turning in your publicity, that something is happening. And, you know, once the wheels start turning, it might start slowly, but then they'll pick
sure.
up.
Sure. You're an expert on the move. We had a client go on a local show, wound up with a book deal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had a client go on a local show, wound up with a regular spot
mm-hmm.
on the show. I mean, things happen. You're prepared. You're ready. Things happen. You got to be in it to win it. I sound like a lottery, but, you know, that's my favorite motto is you got to be in it to win it, because you've got to be out there kicking it up a notch, doing the best job you can do, you know, for the betterment of all. And guess what? Things just start happening because other people see you and they say, you know what? She'd make a great speaker at our keynote. Give her a call. See if we can get her booked. That's how things happen in this world. Everyone wants a winner. Everyone wants that celebrity appeal. Everyone wants to book someone they know is not going to fail, okay? Remember, not going to fail. If you're on TV doing a great job, the likelihood of you being able to deliver a powerful keynote or a presentation or a workshop or do something for the company is you're significantly the leader in terms of being a success in what you do. Success only brings more and more success to you.
Right.
Because everybody's job is on the line. If somebody hires somebody who's not going to do a good job, guess who the CEO goes to for the answers, like, why did you hire this person? You know, you got to create this platform that's so powerful that everyone has to say yes to you. Why are they saying yes? Because they're certain you can provide the outcome. And why can you provide the outcome? Because you have developed into the type of expert who can deliver what they say they're going to deliver.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because I'm getting a lot of questions, and most of this is going to be covered under the next section we're going to do. So let's talk about how we make ourselves ready, our TV ready. And you know, quickly, Maria, number one, you have to have a media-focused website. And Annie, I know you want to speak on this as well.
Right. I mean, it's just what we've been talking about. You need to, your website that the media is going to go to should have a media page. It should have a press page. It should have, if you have a demo, obviously it should be on it. If you don't have a TV demo, have an audio. If you don't have an audio or a TV demo, maybe you have a clip from a speaking engagement. Something that they can see you. Color photos. You don't want to sell to the media, so on the media page there should be nothing about how to buy your products or your book or anything like that. It should be your bio and why you'd be good for these particular segments. And let the producers know, let the journalists know, what would you want to talk about? What are the subjects you want to talk about?
And that neatly brings us to the next point, which is you must have well-developed press kit on your website.
I think it's so important to have this because sometimes clients will say, well, can't you just send them a press kit? And yeah, I can send it to them, but they've already talked to maybe 5, 6, 10 other people before they actually get my press kit if I have to send it through the mail. And it's putting you at a disadvantage. So it's something that, I'm not a very technical person, but people tell me it's not as difficult to do as you might think, to put something in a PDF file that can be downloaded. Having great current color photos of yourself, having an updated bio, little things like that. Those are all things that should go into a press kit.
Absolutely. And Annie, let me bring you in a moment, because I know that this is something that you have actively been helping a lot of your clients develop so that when the time comes, they are ready.
Absolutely. So we have an online media kit development team, and the graphic side is done by an award-winning graphic designer who designed the winning brochure on a season of The Entrepreneur. Has worked with the New York Yankees and some of the other developing a lot of their graphic materials. Award-winning is the key. I've seen the work. I'm blown away. So we do provide services now other than PR, because why? It's a demand situation. Our clients cannot go on without an online media kit. And yeah, guess what? It's got to be great, because you're now competing, right? So online media kits are critical. Having the information in them are critical. Media websites, without one, you're at a significant disadvantage. Why? Because your competitors are way ahead of you if you are not doing these things now. Part of our mission is to bring everyone up to speed so that you're all at the same, competing at the same level, so that your message can be heard and you're not discounted because you don't have the tools of the trade in place for yourself. Because we believe that everyone has a message to share, and that's the point. But in order to do that, you've got to be ready. You've got to be playing the game, having your tools developed so that you can be competing with other experts too. Why should the same person get everything all the time? Everyone has an important message to share. So when we say get your online media kit, by all means, give yourself a great opportunity to compete with others in your field. Look at it as an investment. Media-focused website, very important. It just shows the media. In fact, here's another two-second story, Tony, is that 4 guests booked on a major morning show, major doctors, you would definitely know their name. This goes way back when we didn't have media sites, when people didn't understand the path to yes for various conversion strategies had to be in place so that people weren't confused. So that's the producer. This is one of the last things they did at that point. Now it's the first thing they do. Let's go check out the website. Why not, right? Well, they were bombarded with buy the book, not necessarily the book, but also supplements. And these are all medical doctors with various types of products. They said no. The executive producer canceled all the segments, and here's why. They had a mattress person go on that they didn't know was working for a mattress company, and all they did was sell that brand of mattress. They wanted, you know, how to select a great mattress. That's a good segment, right? It's great. 10 tips on slice. They didn't realize who they were putting on the air. See, so they don't want to do that anymore. They really want this media site to have all the information they need to book you and not be confused with a sales site. Right, with so they don't want to think, let's put on this health expert, all they're going to sell is supplements. They're going to mention their supplements every other word. Well, that would be a disaster, of course. But your media site prevents them from getting confused. Not that anyone would do that. We'll highly recommend not doing that. But if your media site is well developed, they're not even going to be thinking you're going to be turned into a walking advertisement on their show.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely. And the next point we're going to make is something that a lot of people have sent questions on, Maria. It's, you know, we're talking television now. This is even applicable to print because there are often photos that go along, but it's time to take a look at ourselves and maybe refresh our image.
Absolutely. I think you have to really, and sometimes it's difficult because you like the way you look, and then you get up every morning and I think, you know, put some time into the way you look. But what you need to do is really look at the people, on TV. And really, especially if you're first starting out, look at the people in your local market, because people in LA are going to be different than people in Alabama, than people in Milwaukee. So look at the people in your local market. What are they wearing? How do they have their hair? What is their jewelry? What does their makeup look like? And really start to get some consistency, especially if you're talking for women. Especially guys, I think, can get away with a dark suit and a nice tie and, you know, short hair. But for women specifically, you really want to say to yourself, would I fit in with this group? Would I stand out? And would I fit in with other people who are talking about my topic? If I have, if you're talking about something serious, a producer wants somebody who isn't going to look like a 10-year-old or isn't going to look like they don't have the experience. So if I look younger, maybe I want myself to look more sophisticated. If I look older than I really am, maybe I need to go to my hairstylist and say, you know, let's do a freshen up here. Or maybe I need to add some highlights or something like that. But it is TV, you know, and I think people have to really realize that. And when they want to give themselves the best, put their best foot forward, they really need to take a look at their, not just their area of expertise and being able to be articulate and their credentials and all of that, but really the outside appearance as well.
All right, and then next on the list is practice your elevator speech.
Yeah, and this is you know, I really think it came from a sales background, and maybe Annie will know, but elevator pitch is, now we call it the voicemail pitch, you know, we're getting into the, that's part of the technology evolving. But what can you, if somebody says, so what do you do? Or what's your book about? Or what are you an expert on? And you only have, if you're in an elevator, you only have from floors 1 to 5 to tell them. Or on a voicemail, you only have 45 seconds. You really need to practice what you're going to say so that it comes out casual, comes out like you're comfortable saying it, you're not stammering, and you really get to the main points that you want to get to. So, you know, you always have to be ready, because you might be at a cocktail party tomorrow night and have somebody who just happens to be a producer for a local station come up and say, oh, yeah, so-and-so told me you're an author. Tell me about your book, because we might be looking for somebody. And are you going to be ready? You know, so that's what you go do it in front of your husband or your wife or your kids or your dog or your mirror, whatever it is. Just do it so you get used to it.
Okay, that was great. Next, you say if you have an accent, work on lessening it, and it takes practice.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's practice, and you know, we're not saying that everyone has to sound alike or look alike or that it should be this cookie cutter image, because obviously there's people with accents, Dr. Ruth, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, again and again, people who have made it big. So, but it, generally speaking, a producer, especially in the local market, is going to want somebody who, people can make sure they can understand. You don't have to subtitle it or anything like that. Here's the other thing, too. If you have a local accent, like you have a deep southern twang, that might be okay for your local market. But if you want to move on to the national TV, you might need to lose some of that. So just, you know, just something to think about as you move forward. And as you're making yourself, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about making yourself TV ready. And these are things that, I'm not saying everyone has to do it, but if you want to be TV ready, these are just some things to think about.
All right, next, and I love this one, practice smiling. You say, even on the phone, and I agree with that.
Yeah, you know, a producer, you know, you can be the most credentialed person ever, you know, just have degrees, you know, like a thermometer. I heard that the other day. But, actually, I think that was Annie who said it. But a producer wants somebody who sounds like a cheerleader, is excited and engaging, and they think really wants to be there and wants to talk to people and is excited about this topic that they're talking about. So when you smile, it really, you can't really help but feel excited. And it comes, it really does come out. It just, I know as a producer, when I would talk to people and I would, you know, if you have a picture of them or something, you kind of get an image of what they're, as they're talking, what they look like and what they're doing. And I could always see the ones who were just, who seemed like they were just very serious and almost grumpy. And those people did not get booked.
Bad for ratings.
Yeah,
right?
It really is.
You'd be in trouble if you booked them, because that's the whole point of a pre-interview, mm-hmm. is to narrow down the field, actually, and mm-hmm. to prevent you from booking a really bad expert and wasting your time. You don't want to go any further. If the person really does sound bad on the phone, like low energy, monotone, well, I'm not really an expert, but so-and-so thought I should maybe send my resume to you. I don't know what I'm doing here. I mean, you know, you've
right.
got to move on. The producer has to move on. It's their job to keep these ratings going. Remember, it all comes down to ratings. How many
okay.
viewers are going to watch their show over their competitor show? Competition is a factor.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there, and it's in everything that we do. Everybody's competing with everyone else. It's the American way.
Absolutely.
Capitalism. So we have to keep that in mind and give them what they're looking for.
Right, right. And that goes on to the next point of believing that you are the expert in your field. There's so many times where I talk to people and they say, well, I don't consider myself an expert. I just, you know, I wrote a book on it, but I'm not the expert. And I say, no! And I'm sure Tony is, you know, yeah, gets that too, where it's just, you know, you have to really believe. And I don't care if you know people who know more than you, or if you've heard of somebody who has been on more shows or written more books than you. As far as this producer is concerned, you are the expert that they need to talk to.
Yeah, and Maria, people need to be careful. There are certain, and I really work with this, with my clients during media training on this, using phrases like, I think.
Mm.
I think is not a definitive statement. It leaves room for me to question you.
Mm-hmm.
You either know it or you don't know it. And, you know, part of being the expert is being very confident in your position, being willing to defend that position. And I don't mean in an adversarial way,
mm-hmm.
But you do need to have that attitude, that confidence, not arrogance now.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this does take practice, but you're right. I mean, if a producer were to say to you, you know, the reason that we're having you on is we really see you as the person on this topic, if you were to say, well, that, I don't see myself that way, but thank you.
Right.
What kind of message does that send?
Right.
Well, it sends a scary message, Tony, to the producer, because at that point they want you to say, well, thank you very much. I do consider myself the expert, and here's why. I've recently spoken at the X, Y, and Z on blah, blah, blah. My book is blah, blah, blah. I've done research and worked with clients in the field for over 25 years,
mm-hmm.
consulted with major companies. See, at a certain point, they don't have to listen anymore because they already know you're it. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. they're right. You are the expert in your field. That's called the part of your platform.
Right.
Building up the certainty. Go ahead, Maria.
Right. And most of the time, you know, you're going to be convincing producers that you are the expert. So, you know, once in a while you'll get someone who says, oh, yeah, we already know you're the expert on your field and you just have to confirm it. But if they're talking to 10 people, how are you going to stand out? You know, and if you stand out by being the person who is not sure that they belong in that 10, well, you know, the producer's going to pick up on that. That's not hard to pick up on.
Absolutely. One more point, then I've got some questions I need to get to, Maria, and I really want to try to get these in. So
right.
let's get to this one. You know, and this, I think, is just common sense. Watch the shows you want to be on.
Exactly. You know, here's the thing. I cannot believe how many people, when I would say, for example, I was a producer at Oprah, how many people would call in and, you know, if they were pitching themselves or if I had called them about a particular show I was working on, and I say, well, we're doing a follow-up to our show on XYZ. Did you happen to see it? And people would say, oh, no, I don't watch Oprah. And I'd be like, oh, all right. Thanks.
Bye.
and it wasn't like, oh, everyone should watch my shows and they should know, but it was sort of like a dismissal.
It's
like,
more like, I must have missed that one. Why don't you brief me on it? I'm sure I'll be perfect for you.
Exactly. Or, you know, people who say, instead of, I catch as much as I can. Now, that might be once a month, and that's totally true, but it's just, I mean, it's a euphemism, of course, but, you know, just be careful of what you say when you're talking to a producer, and watch the shows you want to be on, you know, people them, watch them once a week, whatever, but it really, really, really helps you.
My wife tapes Oprah every day, and she watches it while making dinner every day.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, this is not that hard to do, folks.
Exactly.
It's no different if we're talking print or if we're talking radio or talking television.
And, you know, especially, Tony, if you're doing it for a living, right, and you want to be on Oprah, you've got to watch Oprah. I watch the news as part of my job. That's part of my job.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what are you doing, you know, 3 hours a night watching the news? It's my job to know what's in the news. I watch the news as part of my, I love it. In fact, I don't even know how to work a remote controller. Now, that sounds funny, doesn't it? Because I only go to the news stations. I go from one to the other. I check out the news. I check out the guests. I check out the hosts. I check out the topics. But that's all I go to. I don't know what all these other stations are that people watch. Movie channel, what's that?
Keeping an eye on the clock here, Maria. A lot of people want to know best colors to wear, ties for women,
good.
Suits for women, so on and so forth. Help us out here.
Right, good question. The best colors to wear. Red is a great color. Here's what you should not wear. Do not wear white. Do not wear stripes. Do not wear anything with printed on it. Even something like a polo shirt with a little emblem, I would not do it. Anything for guys, for dark suit is best. It's okay if you have a white shirt on under the suit, but blue is better. A yellow, a green, some other color than white is better, or even an ochre, off-white. Is better. A strong color tie. Red is good. Don't get too crazy as far as the print in the tie. I don't think that there's, you know, you should wear skirts over pants or anything like that. A lot of times you're sitting down, so if you are sitting down, know that if you're sitting down, is your skirt going to crawl up? Is it going to show your slip or things like that? Be aware, especially when you're booking on local TV. Are you going to be seen from your waist up, or are you going to be seen from your shoes up? Because then obviously you want to make sure your shoes are not scuffed, that the undersides of them, because sometimes you see women who cross their legs and you see the soles are all scratched up, and it's just something that's just will draw your attention away from what you're actually saying. No gaudy jewelry. Keep it very simple. You know, pearls, maybe small diamonds. Men should not wear jewelry, I don't think, unless you're talking about how hip men's fashion is or something like that. But yeah, those are some basic, just some basic things to keep in mind.
Okay, now we really have 2 minutes left. So a lot of people are asking, how do we get booked? And Maria, we don't have, you know, it's no different than the teleseminars we've done on getting on radio. You've got to find out who the local producers are.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to call them. You've got to send them information.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to work the phones. You know, and again, and I know this is going to sound solicitatious, it's much easier to use a publicist because they understand the process and it will go by quicker. And the biggest challenge, I think, with people that are doing their own PR, and I certainly am not discouraging people from doing that, they just don't understand, Maria, how important the timing is.
Exactly, exactly. And we are, I mean, people can do their own PR, and people have done it, and that's great. And if you have the time to do it, and you have the energy, and you know how to do it, then great. What I would ask people if they're thinking about it is, how has it worked for you so far? Have you worked on it for a year and not gotten anything? Have you, talked to all your producers and seem like you're getting nowhere? Well, that might be a way, something that will tell you to look to ask for professional help.
Yes. And, and the reality is, as we wrap up here, not that producers won't work with you locally. They will. They would much prefer to work with professionals in the field. I'm not, again, I want to underscore this, I'm not discouraging anybody from calling your local station, finding out who the assignment editor is, and pitching to them. Absolutely, go ahead and do that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, timing's critical. What most people don't know, and we're just going to have to end it here, but Maria, especially for like the noonday programs, they've either made that decision a week ago, or they've made it by 8 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
So, and there is a, again, it's just, you need to understand the process. I didn't mean to cut that short. But I just gave people, because of time, the stark reality.
Well, Tony, here's another thing, too, is that AnnieJenningsPR.com, just scroll way down to the end of that page, and you'll see 12 personalized special reports that talk about how to get booked as the expert, that give you the premise behind how to get ready, how to contact, how to stay in touch, how to follow up, how to create the email. Lots of valuable tips on how to get ready, because it's the same with local as it is with national. Remember, we train our publicists for over 3 months before they're able to really secure a good booking for themselves. That's a publicist working, 40 hours a week, getting ready to go out there in the publicity world. It's a little tough to get through. It's a little tough to pitch. It's a little tough to actually secure the segments.
Well, there's a nice segue to close this thing. Obviously,
sure.
Any, this is something that you and Maria do.
Oh, yeah.
And so people should just reach out to the two of you.
Well, if you want to get booked in your local market, we would be happy to help you do that. You can let us know using our form, AnnieJenningsPR.com/localtv.htm. That's AnnieJenningsPR.com/localtv.htm. And the fun part is, and I know I'm a lot of fun, but you also get to work with Maria, who is the ultimate fun, in that what she'll do is run you through an initial conversation, start to develop some segment ideas with you, pitch to the media in the way that allows us to go back more than once. We can't just pitch and have them say no and that's it, the day is over, to really responsibly move forward. So Maria will be somebody you'll be working with very, very closely in getting yourself booked on the local TV shows and then being able to segue into the big national TV shows, which we book here in our main headquarters. We're booking the nationals every single day, 5 clients within the last couple of days. All of them had demos except one person, right? And what I'm worried about is, at the very last minute, we're going to send the demo over. But we'll see what happens for you on that one.
Well,
hey, by the way, Tony, one more thing. Before we wrap, submit your expert that you've worked with, your pro. We're calling them the extra mile professionals. They can be your graphic arts designer, your speakers bureau, your online printing service, branding, copyright, bookstore distribution guide, whoever helped you a lot, website development, whatever. We want to know about them and your story, so go to AnnieJenningsPR.com/extra-mile-professional.htm. And Tony, how can people get in touch with you?
A simple email, tony@effectivemediatraining.com, or call me toll-free, 866-209-8031, extension 111. And again, thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Thanks, Maria. Bye-bye now.